This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least three people were killed and several wounded on Thursday in Nice, France. This is described by Nice Mayor Christian Estossi as a terrorist attack. Authorities say a man with a knife attacked people outside a church about 9 in the morning local time. Estossi said the attacker shouted Allah Akbar repeatedly as police apprehended him and that the meaning of his gesture left no doubt. Enough is enough, the mayor told local reporters. It's time now for France to exonerate itself from the laws of peace in order to definitively wipe out Islamofascism from our territory. The suspect is in French custody. The chief executives of Silicon Valley's most influential tech companies fielded partisan questions Wednesday in a high-profile hearing. Members of the Senate Commerce Committee largely stayed away from discussing a federal statute that provides a liability shield for social media sites. For Republicans, allegations of anti-conservative bias led the questioning. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Firefighters in Colorado have been busy battling two of the largest wildfires in state history. The troublesome fire is only 5% contained as of Wednesday. If this note finds you, we must have done something right, the note read. Sorry for your loss of your shed, and we had to cut a little of your wood fence to save your house. Things got really hot. We stayed as long as possible. Signed, best wishes from Engine 1446 in the town of Meeker. Federal agencies are warning of an increased and imminent cyber threat to U.S. hospitals and healthcare providers involving ransomware attacks. The FBI released the information Wednesday, and authorities said that the healthcare providers should take precautions to protect their systems. The federal report says the FBI, the Department of Health and Human Services, and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency have credible information about the threat. NASCAR is in Virginia Sunday at Martinsville. See which driver will conquer the paperclip and will move on to the Championship Four playoffs. The race starts at 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Researchers in Spain have announced that 82% of hospitalized patients with COVID-19 were vitamin D deficient. They studied levels of the vitamin in 216 patients admitted to the hospital for COVID-19, finding that 8 in 10 patients were clinically deficient. The Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism reported a control group of 197 folks. Among these people, 47 were vitamin D deficient. Vitamin D can be produced naturally by exposure to sunlight and found in some foods, including oily fish, eggs and fortified milk, and plant-based milk substitutes. As the presidential campaigns wind down, let's take a look at the Biden camp. USA Radio News, Tim Berg has more.
On Wednesday, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, early voted in Delaware. On Tuesday, he spent part of his day in Georgia trying to flip the state from red to blue. Kate Bedingfield is the deputy campaign chairman and communications director for former Vice President Biden. She explains why the former vice president is spending time in Georgia.
What we're doing in this final week is we are keeping as many paths to 270 open as we possibly can. We're talking to as wide a swath of voters as we can. That doesn't mean that we're abandoning what you're calling the traditional blue line states or the, the priority states to get us to 270. Not at all. In fact, we're just talking to a broader swath of the country.
That audio, courtesy of CNN.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's...
Well, how you doing, America? 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Time is ticking away for you to make sure that your vote counts. Make sure you get out there and vote by all means. And looks like we may be having record numbers showing up at the ballot box, which is going to be an exciting time. And along with it, logistically, I'm reading that we're going to have some interesting challenges. Hope upon hope we don't look at another 2020, right, in hanging chads. It'll be something else, but such is the body politic, and we can always look forward to that. You just have to kind of appreciate it for the entertainment that it is in some sense, because otherwise you take it too seriously and your head's going to explode, because we got other good reasons that our heads might want to explode. And John Guandolo from Understanding the Threat is with us right now, and you'll understand more at the conclusion of our conversation. John, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. Great, as always, to be back on with you.
Well, I want to talk about COVID with you, because this has just been an incredible overreach, and you wrote a great article on it. But before we do, I want us to consider the clear and present danger that is in and amongst us. I mean, it's no longer existential. You and I have been talking about this for a long time, and that is the BLM activists, Antifa, Communist Chinese. They are well embedded in our cities. They are causing problems. And the Democrats are like a bunch of crickets, and nobody's saying anything. I mean, what is happening here, John?
Well, you've opened a lot of doors, so let me say this. Black Lives Matter, as we have detailed, was founded by a Chinese-backed communist organization, Freedom Road Socialist Organization, now known as Liberation Road. So it is a Chinese-backed communist organization, the largest of its type in America. You've got Asian Black Lives, which is the newer version of the Communist Chinese Black Lives Matter here in North America, that came out of the Communist Progressive Association, which is a 100 or 90 year old communist organization, Chinese communist organization, whose executive director founded Asian Black Lives and went to school with one of the founders of, with Alicia Garza, one of the three founders of Black Lives Matter, and works very closely with these folks. So this is what we're talking about. This is a real traceable, identifiable communist Chinese network that we're dealing with. And nobody, unless we deal with these things, as you know, at a strategic level, they just simply won't be addressed. This is not something you can poke around at. You got to bring this whole thing down.
Now, these activists, these are the same people that are lighting up, you know, Philadelphia and other cities that are just opening the doors to all these all the lootings and the madness that's going on, right?
That's right.
John, I mean, yeah, we watched this on TV and we're just thinking, you know, this is horrific that this is taking place. And this, I mean, you know, the way this is happening, I mean, this could happen in any city in the country.
Well, it is happening. The thing is, these things are happening. And even though areas are not witnessing significant violence, what they are witnessing is the incursion by these organizations. Just, you know, the communists, this is where they operate a lot like the Islamic movement, is they, a lot of their efforts are done nonviolently and insinuating themselves into the system. And so they come in and they want to talk about criminal justice reform, and they want to talk about injustices in the community as it relates to, you know, to the black community. Or they'll come up with 15 other ways to open up a dialogue. But in the end, what they are about is overthrowing the system. Mm-hmm. Listen to the words they use. They want to burn the system down, and they tell us very clearly.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, they say it. It's like our other enemies around the world that say the same thing. They look in our face and they say, we want you dead and gone. And I don't know why we can't believe them. But here they are. They're in our country taking advantage of our constitutional rights and applying it to themselves. And they're using our own constitution against us to be this, I mean, they're no longer a threat. I mean, they are activating the system. They're burning the system down one zip code at a time, are they not?
Yeah, they are. And I think you just hit on something that to me, I think is critical for your listeners to understand, is that they are literally telling us, we are going to burn your system down. We're bringing down the constitutional republic. You know, we're going to fundamentally change the system of government. And our leaders, many of them, I would say the president is a significant exception, you know, look back and, you know, what is it they want? I don't understand. Well, they're telling you.
Exactly.
You know, and you just got to be smarter than a cinder block to actually understand it.
And, John, the thing that's surprising to me, and I'm not sure America is seeing this either, is that, and I mean, you got to call it out for what it is, the Democrats are supporting this. I mean, like as if, do you think it's going to get to some point and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are going to come riding in on the white horses to save the day? I mean, this thing's starting to pick up momentum. And Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, I would dare say, are going to get swallowed up and they're going to get burnt down with everybody else, are they not?
Well, they are. And I think you have a rough uphill argument to make that they are not willing participants in this. This is the party, as we've articulated, that for a very long time has promoted systems that are the very systems that are destructive to the black community in America, whether it's economically, through welfare, whether it's through other kinds of programs. One need only go through the top 15 cities in America controlled by Democrats to see the destruction, the poverty, and the actual practical fruit, if you will, of these horrible Democrat policies that, in my assessment and the assessment of UTT, are racist at the core.
Yes.
And so these are, I mean, just listen to the quotes from LBJ, President Johnson, about how he viewed the black community, and
exactly,
those things have all come to fruition now. Those are Democrats that have done this. And what I am very much energized to see are black leaders in the community who are seeing the truth about this now and speaking out.
Exactly. I mean, this is encouraging that they are seeing it for what it is, and more of them need to come out. And I think we're seeing a little bit more of this movement because, you know, what they're realizing, John, is that you know, call them what you want, Marxist, socialism, communism, whatever it is, but when have they ever provided a solution for social injustice?
Never.
If anything, they've exacerbated the problem and ended up creating an updated form of slavery, have they not?
That's right. And the point to be made is that is the intentional outcome.
Got to go to break. More from John Guandola after this.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Only 1 in 4 Christians vote. No wonder our schools are failing. Our politicians are corrupt and our government is broken. But the America we love can be reclaimed with the votes of committed and informed Christians. Which candidates represent your values? Who can you trust to faithfully keep their promises? Find the answers at iVoterGuide.com. Cut through the spin and get the facts today at iVoterGuide.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, in any war, you need to understand. I mean, you're compelled to understand who the enemy is. And here in America, we are so open-minded, as my old mentor used to say, that sometimes your brains can fall out. And I wonder if this is not the condition of many Americans today that are watching what's going on in the streets. We see all these forces, and we're hearing communists, you know, no longer an existential threat, but they're amongst us. And, you know, you have reports from Trevor Loudon, who says at least 65, if not as many as 100 card-carrying Democratic socialists are elected officials. They're operating in our government. As if they take the vow of office with their fingers crossed or something, you know, what is this all about? We are seeing time and again the corruption in our government and how they are misserving we the people. But ladies and gentlemen, we have to wake up. We've got to call it for what it is. And this is why we appreciate John Guandolo from Understanding the Threat, giving us, bring us inside, you know, the war room here to understand, you know, what we're dealing with, these antithetical forces that are right there in the streets. I mean, at a drop of a hat, they're burning down buildings, destroying property. Devastating communities that, you know, they're not going to rebuild the day after tomorrow and those jobs are going to come back. I mean, in many cases, it could be decades is what history has taught us. And here you've got these big, you know, companies like Walmart and that say, okay, look, I'm not too sure I want to go into that community because it's got problems. Don't worry, you know, it's going to be fine. And the next thing you know, their buildings get burned down and they're taking a huge loss, not to mention the fact that, you know, it is within that community. John Guandolo, you've got employees, you've got people's jobs that are burnt down. And here, you know, for, you know, supposedly some free tennis shoes or T-shirts or Christmas garland or whatever that you go out and steal, somehow you have, you know, some sort of entitlement to some right to go in and destroy property within your community?
Well, right. And, you know, Bill, Understanding the Threat has three key principles that we articulate that are key in winning this war, both against the communists and the jihadis. One is to speak truth boldly about them. Two is to reestablish the founding principles. But the third, which is what you're touching on, is to enforce the law, police, and citizens obey the law. It's absolutely key to maintaining the republic. And we see around the country that there are numerous jurisdictions where elected officials and law enforcement officials refuse to enforce the law. And so not only hardcore communists and real believers are in these totalitarian ideologies are doing what they're doing, but people are using this as an opportunity just to steal and loot and do whatever they want. And like a child who's out of control needs stern discipline, that's what needs to happen here. And people that are doing this, they need a beat down. And I'll tell you that the law enforcement agencies, I could tell you stories about sheriffs who have very clearly articulated to leaders of Black Lives Matter, if you come to my town, here's what we're going to do. Mm. And then they don't come to the town.
Exactly.
They realize, well, that's we don't want that to happen because they're going to actually enforce the law and they're going to protect their deputies and they're going to tell their deputies, these things here, these are threats to your life. And you can use deadly force.
Exactly.
And legally they can. And that's, they tell them, we're going to do that if you come here, and they don't come. That's all it takes.
Exactly.
That's all it's ever taken.
Right. Well, that's like, you know, the same thing. It's common sense. I mean, you go, you know, people that have guns, you know, what do they target first? The most vulnerable. And the thing that really draws attention to them even more so is when they have signs up there that this is a free gun zone, right? No gun zone, right. No guns allowed. And they go, okay, well, that's easy picking. That's easy. And the other thing is, again, that America needs to realize here, and this is why a lot of Democrats, and as you pointed out earlier, John, rightfully so, a lot of blacks and people of color are realizing the Democratic Party has abandoned them. The Democrats are the ones that are putting out the welcome mat to these Marxists that are destroying cities across the country in the name of social justice. Oh, come on, give me a break. It has nothing to do with social justice. It has everything to do with what people have wanted to do from day one when the Great American Experiment was started. And that is, they say, how dare you? How dare you come up with something that's different than what we have? have that is going to, you know, really allow freedom for the common man? How dare you come up with that? And there has been these antithetical forces from day one. It's not like the entire world has said, hey, good for you. I mean, you know, we've got leaders of other countries that are quite jealous, and they're annoyed that America is still, even though that light on a shining hill may be dimming a little bit, but it's still shining, and it ticks them off.
That's absolutely right. Look, the truth always offends those who don't have it, and the light of liberty and those who speak truth have always been condemned throughout history. For people who are Christians, they understand, you know, Jesus said, if you believe, you will be persecuted, you will be hated. So whether you talk about it from a secular perspective, a Christian perspective, whatever, the truth is people who speak truth have always been persecuted. Great leaps in history, scientific advancements, great advancements in business and whatever else have always been met with resistance.
Exactly.
That's just the truth about the human condition and the reality of history. So you're right on the mark. You are right on the mark.
Well, John, I, you know, at the same token, I wonder how long you and I are going to be able to talk like this. You know, we saw what happened on the Hill with Jack Dorsey and Zuckerberg and, you know, and it's just amazing the gall of these big tech giants that are controlling the expression of people, censorship. I mean, censorship in America. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, the fact that that's even being spoken and even somehow accepted and that we want to put it through some sort of legislative process and say, oh, we got to modify this. We got to, you know, negotiate this out and work. No, you know, this is wrong and so on its face. Done. I mean, you make this happen, get this thing pulled back and under control, even though we are a democratic society. I believe that. But what they're doing is a violation. It was never intended for them to be the, you know, the censors for media.
Well, that's absolutely correct. And again, I want to reemphasize what I think is the most important point, that all of this that we are experiencing is the intentional outcome of a well-coordinated, thought-out movement to bring the Republic down. It's not coincidental that the Democrat Party is calling for the, you know, abolition of the electoral process.
Exactly.
The Electoral College. This is about destroying the Republic, and it's nothing less than that. And every time we hear, like the Democrats putting out this new, you know, advertisement, hey, you know, don't be surprised if the election drags on after Election Day. Hey, it could take weeks. I mean, these are the right. These are the red flags of the communist left telling you, you know, don't be surprised when we actually do what we told you we were going to
exactly.
do.
It's all dog whistling. It really is. And you know, and I started to mention this, John, again, you reminded me of this, is that these Marxists know what cities to go to and what cities are they going to. But these democratic controlled cities, I mean, people are connecting the dots that it's the Democrats that are co-conspirators in all this. And of course, they're taking advantage of everything, including COVID, to destroy our liberty, as you wrote about.
That's right. I mean, all these things, when we cannot forget, you and I began this discussion talking about the Chinese communists who created Black Lives Matter through Freedom Road Socialist Organization, Chinese communists of the Asian Black Lives, you know, Matter movement, all of that. And then we see that the whole COVID thing came out of China. And what immediately happened here in the United States? People who we can identify as being politically left, and that's right, being generous, calling for the shutdown of our entire economy, stay in your house, wear a mask, when in fact we now know very clearly.
John, we got to leave it there. John from Understanding the Threat.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible. With no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The FBI has made arrests in Operation Fox Hunt. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
The Justice Department is charging 8 alleged Chinese agents over covert operations within U.S. borders.
China describes Fox Hunt as an international anti-corruption campaign in which it seeks to locate legitimate fugitives around the world to bring them back for trial in China.
Assistant Attorney General John Demers telling reporters in Washington, D.C. that 5 of the suspects were arrested in the United States and 3 are believed to be in China.
FBI Director Christopher Wray said the FBI is proud to have this investigation culminate in criminal charges, the first of their kind. Hurricane Zeta became a Category 2 before hitting the Louisiana coast Wednesday. Winds were in excess of 110 miles an hour and left nearly 2 million people without power. USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. My good friend, Dr. Alveda King, joins us, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We've got a new book, Why Trump, to talk about, and also about, we're going to lay this out and understand that, here are two people of faith who love God, love Jesus, and it's We find it always a challenge when you have to call things as they are. We hope to do this with grace and mercy, because if somebody was pointing things out about our character and our life, we would want them to do the same thing. Right, Dr. King?
Absolutely. And this is a time for mercy. Mercy overrides judgment, and overrides judgment sometimes. So this is a time to be thoughtful, prayerful, and, I just left the poll, Bill. I literally just walked out.
Okay.
And I will say I voted for President Donald John Trump. That's the only one I'm going to reveal that I voted for. But
okay.
Yeah.
Good choice.
So this is a sensitive time.
Well, it is, and also relevant to what you had to say about Joe Biden, and that's why I wanted to couch it with some sensitivity, because it's very difficult. I mean, here's somebody who has served the country for 47 years, and the media wants to present him as a very kind and genteel person, but when you look back at his interactions with people, how mean-spirited he is, the things he said to people. I mean, recently he was informed that Gallup did some research and discovered that 56% of America said they were better off today than they were 4 years ago. Well, that's a bigger number than Barack Obama before he got reelected, George George W. Bush, even Ronald Reagan, who was reelected in a landslide. And Joe Biden's response was, well, then maybe they should vote for him and not vote for me. And, you know, I mean, he lays it out there. And I think some of the things that people give him a pass on and say that, oh, it's a gaffe, it's just Uncle Joe and that. I mean, he's not very nice.
Well, I'll put it this way. People say, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden because he has a nice smile. And I said, well, he has a nice smile, but he believes in violating the civil rights of babies in the womb.
Right.
He has a nice smile, but he believes in violating the dignity of an 8-year-old child who can't decide whether it wants to be a boy or a girl. And he will go ahead and approve surgery on the child before the child has time to grow up and reconsider anything. So a nice smile is not a reason to vote for a person. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make sense. I don't hate Joe Biden or anything like that. However, all of his platforms, he actually, in 1994 with the crime bill,
yes,
locked up a lot of African Americans, just disrupted families and everything, and called out men predators and all of that. Mm-hmm. So this is not a personality contest. In contrast, President Trump actually has a nice smile, too, and he's a nice man. He really is. However, he also delivers to all of the communities of America. He says we don't worship government. We worship God. He says we all bleed the same. He said to the leaders of the historically black colleges and universities, I want you to have dignity. You don't have to come to Washington begging for scraps every year. Let me fix this for you. There are just so many things, and even women. The people tried to say President Trump didn't hate women and all of that. One of the first things he did was the science, women in science,
mm-hmm,
and escalated the opportunities in business and science for women and all of that. So the little babies in the womb, he protects them. Bill, you need to say stop because I can go on for 30 minutes.
People need to hear this because these are the facts and what we're talking about. When people say you have a nice smile, that's outward. That's personality. What people need to make a choice on is character. And that's what you're pointing to, is the character of Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden has been part of the old guard, the old racist guard of the Democratic Party that he cannot run away from. All he can hope for is get cover by the mainstream media, which they consistently do in protecting him. And even on this recent expose of, Hunter Biden's laptops, Alveda, how do you ignore what Joe Biden did? We know is obvious. We saw him on TV. We saw him, on video talking about what he did in the Ukraine and how a quid pro quo was executed there. Donald Trump makes a phone call and they all but impeach him. But, Joe Biden, another program and, another pass altogether. And now we're finding out what Hunter was involved with in China, what the entire Biden family is involved in. And here we are weeks away, and the FBI, we find out the FBI has been sitting on this laptop since December of last year.
Right. And they know it. And, the other thing, I have 6 living children. And, tragically, I had 2 abortions, yes, and a miscarriage because of damage from that. So I'm really the mother of 9 children. So what Joe also did was try to deflect to one of his other child and to take the attention off of Hunter and, yes, just make that go away. And so you just have to see he's willing to use anything in any way in order to paint this picture. And we're not even talking about Kamala, who locked up so many black men it wasn't funny, as a prosecutor. And they, in our community, you hear some of the men say, well, if you go before Kamala, you already know it's over. She's locking you up.
Right.
So it's just that pair together. And they're both attractive on the surface, outside, pretty smiles and all that. But we need to look at policy. And, President Trump and his beautiful, gracious wife, they have done a great job for this first term, and I'm just praying for 4 more years. I don't endorse candidates anymore. I pray for candidates,
yes,
and I'm praying for them. And that's why I wrote that book, Why Trump,
mm-hmm,
and it's whytrumpbook.com. You can find that and get an autographed copy there, whytrumpbook.com. just so that people could really see the President Trump that cares about first God, his family, and America.
Well, you've been around Donald Trump quite a bit during these, you know, his first tenure as president of the United States, and you've gotten to know him really well. And I've asked you this question time and again, and it's important for you to be able to express to our audience that doesn't have the privilege to be in Donald Trump's presence to actually see the real Donald Trump, not the Trump that the mainstream media would want us to believe. And I got to imagine for you at times it just really rankles you to hear the way they talk about the president when you know it's a flat-out lie.
Well, when Al Sharpton was out pushing this thing, oh, President Trump is racist, he hates black people, he can't stand to be around black people, they make him nervous, he doesn't want to touch him. And so I've been in roundtable meetings with the president, and he's sitting there among us, listening, talking, laughing, shaking hands, patting you on the shoulder, And all of that, I just think is outrageous. And that's why he says we all believe the same. And you've heard me say we're not colorblind. That's
right.
Another one of my books with Jennifer right. Howard. And we see color. I was on the Zoom with Dr. Richard Land last night, and I said, Dr. Land, your suit looks like it's blue. It's nice. Your collar looks like it's red and white. Beautiful. I can't see your skin. What color are you? I'm colorblind. How much sense does that make? It doesn't even make sense. It means you don't see me. If I don't see your ethnicity, your pain, and your triumphs and your victories, then I don't see you and I don't get to know you. We are human beings, one race.
Exactly. Well, and that's what we celebrate, and this is why I always appreciate having you on, because you bring it back to full circle in what it's all about. But no doubt this election is pivotal. I mean, this is really a choice. I liken this to the Battle of the Bells at Mount Carmel, Dr. King. You can appreciate this.
Yes.
Is that all the Democrats are bringing their gods to the forefront here, and Donald Trump is bringing our God to this bail off, and we'll find out whose fire gets lit on November the 3rd. And I believe you're going to hear the voice from heaven saying, can you hear me now?
I believe it, and we have repented, God. We're sorry. We're going to do our best to follow you. Please, Lord, help us. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen. Dr. Alvina King is with us. We're going to talk next, get a little bit more into her brand new book that's just coming out called Why Trump. Stay with us.
This is sponsored by Cigna. Medicare beneficiaries can make changes to their health plan during the annual election period, October 15th through December 7th. In the current environment, it's more important than ever to have comprehensive health coverage. Adults 65 and older can shop for plans during the annual election period without even leaving their homes. Shannon Adams, a Medicare Advantage expert and head of customer experience at Cigna, says,
the good news is you can shop for plans from the convenience of your home. You can go online and browse Medicare's Plan Finder or attend a virtual educational session. To understand your options, you can also call individual plans or independent brokers. Remember to check whether a plan includes your favorite doctors. Some plans offer benefits such as dental, vision, transportation, or virtual care. Be sure to look for these benefits and use them. Medicare is great, but it can be confusing, so don't be afraid to get help from others, including friends and family members.
Visit www.cigna.com/Medicare to learn more.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Now
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do. It's how we roll. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. She says facts cannot be denied. Joe Biden is an old racist, plain and simple. This is comes from the evangelist and director of civil rights for the Unborn for Priests for Life, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. Alveda King is with us. Alveda, I know that you were involved in the return event that took place a couple of weeks back. There were two events that coincided. We had the return and also a march for prayer and repentance with Franklin Graham. And I just got this notice, from the team. Anything that has to do with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, if you've been around them, it's always about the team, right? And Franklin is asking us to join him for a day of prayer and fasting on Sunday, not Saturday, but on Sunday, October the 25th. And this is important that we continue in this vein and what was done on the prayer walk with Franklin and also with Jonathan Kahn and all your efforts that were involved in the return. And I thought it was interesting because I look at numbers because I know that numbers are important to God. And, you know, even when the return fell, it fell on an important Jewish calendar day that represented the return, which was in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And that 10 days of awe in there is the 10 days of repentance and returning. And here it is, as Jonathan told me, Alveda, that this was 5 years in the making. Little did they know and understand that 5 years forth, it was going to be on that day. But for the hand of God, it was exactly on that day. Okay. Now we fast forward to this Sunday, and it's going to be on the 25th of October. Interesting. Do you know what 25
Isn't
represents?
That amazing?
Do you know what represents in God's forgiveness?
Seven, right? 5 + 2 is 7, and that's the completion too. So
exactly.
Forgiveness, 25 is forgiveness, and 7 is completion, and then right after that you get new beginnings, and so all of that is just amazing to me.
Isn't it? Wow. And so there it is. So join us for that day of prayer and fasting with Franklin Graham on Sunday, October the 25th, because, the call is there. If this country, if we're going to get a moment, a reprieve, so to speak, I called it a Nineveh moment, like what they experienced in Nineveh when the prophet went to Nineveh. And it was really important the way that broke down, because when the prophet brought the message from God that Nineveh was about to be judged, it was the leadership that first responded.
And I thought, as I told Jonathan, I thought, which was quite interesting to me, that at 11, I think it was about 11:33, Donald Trump sent over a message from the White House endorsing what the return was doing. I thought that that was significant, that God is listening for our prayers, and we got to understand that we are in this battle, and we're here. We're experiencing the shaking, and we need to return to God and repent, ask for his forgiveness. As he says, he will hear from heaven and heal our land. But we have to be serious about this, right?
Absolutely. We have to be serious. And because we are, I believe God is actually hearing us. And it's just beautiful to behold. I did not see both of those events as two different events. They were all, I said, God, look at, watch you with the return.
Yes.
And with the prayer walk, the march that Franklin had, and I was able to participate in both of them, it just expanded the territory.
Exactly.
And it took more territory, and it was so amazing. So I never saw them as two events. I saw them all a part of what God was doing, and it was amazing and marvelous to me. So,
and like you said, when it came together and we started seeing the crowd, how it expanded, I mean, there were hundreds of thousands of people there. And when Jonathan put out the call for repentance, I mean, you saw people praying, I mean, earnestly seeking God with all humility, which was amazing. Exactly. Well, let's talk about your book, Why Trump. Why did you have to write this book?
It was so important to me to write the book because I knew that people continued to say that he just wasn't right. He didn't do this. He hadn't done anything. And that's just not the President Trump that I had come to know, and many of us in all of the communities of America. And so just across the board, President Trump made promises, but he kept the promises.
Right.
And then he went beyond the promises. And for his next 4 years, he has this platinum plan, which benefits the African-American community. However, he's also bringing all the trade back to America, as he said. The wall, of course, was needed. And so that's everything that he said he was going to do. Mm-hmm. He has just been doing that. And I had several pictures of times that I was at the White House with the president, with the first lady, out on the road with the president. And people say, why don't you ever show us this? And why don't you talk about it? So I asked God, I said, God, can I do a book? Mm-hmm. And it was going to be at, you know, the at sign, Real Donald Trump.
Right.
And so, but people kept saying, why do you support him? And that's where we got the name, Why Trump.
Why Trump. Right. Exactly. Well, and as you say, the evidence is clear. I mean, you know, just that statement that I brought up earlier, that Gallup had taken this poll, and 56% of the people said they're better off today than they were 4 years ago. I mean, they're answering this question in the midst of COVID-19 and what COVID-19 did to our country. But because of what Donald Trump did to prepare us in terms of strengthening our economy, putting people back to work, we were able to deal with this pandemic. The challenge that we have is that we need to realize that we're in a war, and we need to have, you know, instead of these antithetical forces, Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the Democrats that are so eager for power that they forget that, you know, a lot of good power is going to do for them if this country is totally decimated by this warring agent that has come upon our country that is of no fault to Donald Trump. And the way he's been the way he's been described to handle, and I say misdescribed, you talk about Russian disinformation. We've got domestic misinformation, disinformation that has been perpetrated upon this president for what he's done to combat this this pandemic. And Joe Biden talks as if he has the answers. Well, if he has the answers, where have you been for the last year when we've been fighting this?
47 years.
Yes.
47 years of nothing. If you had the answer, you should have brought them forth if you really cared about the people. And it was so remarkable to me as we continue to just see all the things that are happening. I've been to other nations and other countries. And in some countries, when things come through like war or natural disasters or pandemics or sicknesses, and those, you, when you shut down and people are totally fearful and tearful, they don't recover. So I was among those for Black History Month. We were in Washington, D.C. with the president, with the first lady. Mm-hmm. And President Trump, in a roundtable meeting, explained to us what had happened, why he had to shut China down, that we may have to have a slowdown for a couple of weeks, which it ended up being more than that. He explained all of that before the pandemic shutdown even hit. So for them to say that he did nothing, if he had not stopped all the transportation from China and Europe, it would have been a lot worse. And now,
even Dr. Fauci said as much.
Mm-hmm. Fauci said it, and the recovery rates, and I'm going to ask this, and please, people, don't think I'm making fun of Dr. Fauci, but those pictures when he holds his hands up in front of his face, I don't understand what that means. Is he shy or something? It's just the oddest thing that he does.
Yes.
So, but he did say that the president was perfectly right in how shutting down and what he did. So, and now the cures, and you're going to see some homeopathic cures as well, some natural cures that go with the medicinal cures. Some people tried to say that President Trump, that the IV that he got had the baby body parts in it. It did not. That was not even true.
Yes.
So
I'm glad you cleared that up because some people.
It's not true.
Yes.
They made care because, you know, the adult stem cells and things like that are even more effective than the ones they tried to get from the babies, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so
exactly.
It's not true. It is not true.
Right. Well, you know, again, the misinformation, the disinformation by the mainstream media, Joe Biden, statements they make about the economy. Yes, go ahead.
Intentional. I was just asking the word intentional.
Yes.
Information. Go ahead, please.
Right. No, you're exactly right. And this is, I think in the process, what they're doing here, Alveda, is that everyday Americans are sharpening up their blade and understanding that they need to be more discerning because what the mainstream media is doing, they're jumping the shark and they're just flat out lying. Joe Biden is flat out lying. I mean, you know, the Democrats only know about increasing taxes, making us energy and, you know, energy dependent. You know, and if you think that they're not going to stack the court, well, then you're delusional. I mean, they are pitching a fit over this whole thing with Amy Coney Barrett, a quality candidate, and I believe she's going to make an outstanding justice and an outstanding contribution to the Supreme Court and to our country. But the Democrats are upset, and you better believe, wink, wink, that they are going to stack the court, and you better believe they're going to get rid of the filibuster because they want America to be just like California. A one-party state.
They do. They do, and it's not going to happen. God is merciful. We are praying. But we had to repent and not try to do this on our own without God. And,
amen.
You know, some people are now calling the White House a house of prayer or a place of prayer. Isn't that beautiful?
Wow. Wow. That's great. Well, you know, this is what Donald Trump has done. You know, as I said, in much the same way that the leaders in Nineveh, they heard the voice of God. They repented. Donald Trump has been an example to that end. He's been a defender of the faith because he knows that the future of America rests in the hands of the divine. And this is what this is all about. So this Sunday, you can join us for a day of prayer and fasting with Franklin Graham and Dr. Alveda King and the rest of us. We're going to be before a God, humbling ourselves, you know, and crying out to God, asking for forgiveness. That's the 25th. The 25th day stands for forgiveness, and that's what we need. We need God's forgiveness, and we need an ignition for a revival that's never been seen before. It needs to be a revival for the ages, is my prayer, Dr. King.
Amen, and I agree.
Dr. Alveda King, thank you. Take care.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
No matter how